The image on your display is of the western shore of Furman Lake in August of 2006, prior to the lake restoration project. As you can see, the storm drain simply transferred runoff under the walkway, causing significant erosion of the lake shoreline. This stormwater runoff has a significant negative impact on water quality. The water carries pollutants, pesticides, and fertilizers into the lake, stimulating the growth of noxious algae. In addition, this surface runoff can be so forceful that, as you can see, it erodes the landscape and increases the transport of sediments into the lake. Stormwater runoff is particularly problematic where forested lands have been cleared and replaced by lawns, roads, and buildings. Lawns and hardscape do not absorb rainfall like a forest does, so the excess water runs quickly and forcefully into the nearest creek, stream, or lake, eroding the landscape as it goes and causing more rapid and severe local flood events. If you are standing at this site now, on the western shore of the lake near the bathhouse, you see before you a beautiful garden. This is called a rain garden, and it is one of the several rain gardens that have been positioned around the lake during the lake restoration project. Rain gardens are deep sand-filled depressions that accumulate runoff from the landscape and slowly discharge the water to the lake. While the water pools in the rain garden, it can be filtered of pollutants and fertilizers by the plants before it is discharged to the lake. In addition, eroded sediments are trapped in the rain garden, and only the water percolates forward. Rain gardens are easy to make, and they form a beautiful and functionally important element to any landscape. Small ones can be used to filter runoff from downspouts, storm drains, or drainage ditches. Rain gardens are a beautiful example of a diverse community of native plants providing an important ecological service to humanity, in this case, cleaning the water before it enters the lake.